R46 page 2. Brother G.W. Stetson. Death has laid our brother low. He died at his home, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, October 9, 1879. Though an event not entirely unexpected, since he has been seriously ill for some time, yet his death is a heavy blow to his many friends abroad as well as at home. He was beloved and esteemed by his fellow townsmen of all denominations as well as by the congregation of which he was pastor. He had been a faithful under-shepherd, ever holding before his hearers, as the great incentive to holiness and purity of life, that which filled his own soul with joy and peace and helped him to live above the world, viz. The appearing of the heavenly bridegroom, the King of Glory, and our gathering together unto him. Our brother was a man of marked ability, and surrendered bright prospects of worldly and political honors to be permitted to preach Christ, when the glories and beauties of the Word of God dawned upon his heart. The truth cost him much, yet he bought it gladly. The funeral services Sunday following were held at Normal Hall, it being more commodious than any of the churches of the place, which through respect were closed, the pastors taking part in the services of the occasion. The brother's dying request, that the editor of this paper should preach his funeral sermon, was complied with. About 1,200 persons attended the funeral services, thus giving evidence of the high esteem in which our brother was held. His family and congregation will feel keenly their loss, yet sorrow not as those who have no hope. If thou art a vessel of gold, and thy brother but of wood, be not high-minded. It is God that make thee to differ. The more bounty God shows, the more humility he requires. Those minds that are richest are deepest.